week Anachol Matzav Kadash. If you don't believe it from the book, you just have to open your eyes. Open a newspaper, Anachol Matzav Kadash. We're in a world that doesn't look anything like it looked a year ago, even a month ago. The world's different. People's parnosa. No, really, this is serious matzav. A lot of pashut, a lot of davening needed here today. The matzav is not pashut. Thousands, millions of people's parnosa is at stake. It's not a pashut story. Not
I'm in the luggage business.
I'm saying that everybody's parnosa is affected. Everybody's affected. Everyone's affected. And you need to travel. And you need to go. And your goods are made in China. And it's catastrophic. Mamash. It's not pashut. A lot of tefillah. A lot of yidden. There's a yid in there's a rov of a shul that just got it now, I heard, in America. I'm saying, it says, oh, it's getting closer and closer. It was in China, no, China, China's close as well to everybody. There's not one person, yeah. Just take out everything from this picture that was made in China, there's almost nothing left. Me standing here naked, probably. I'm serious. Where do you think my clothes come from? I went to the guy, I said, I need clothes for Pesach. He said, ain't Hashanah. I said, ain't. The ship's never left and nothing's coming. He said, hopefully after Purim we'll get some stock of all the time. Ain't clue. No, I'm saying, that's anyway, so he's talking about one matzah, but I'm saying, we look around, we see, and achinami. As einenu roishim l'sheves b'chibuk yadayim, imencha mit'alim v'lo loymed es ha-matzah. We can't just sit here with our hands folded and say, oh, Mashiach's coming. We have to learn the matzav. That itself, just sitting back and saying "ein malasot," itself is a tfiya. Anu chayvim lelmoidet hamatzav. Umi sheni oisazay so bichlal ma shomru chazal shkogas talmud eile zodom. Ignorance is no excuse. You know what I'm saying? The Lord. Shkogas talmud eile zodom. Somebody who could have learned and he was a shogeg because he didn't learn. He's amazing. So we have to learn, we have to understand the sugya. Everybody's got to deal with his own situation. We have children, we have families, there's a little pushut. There's not one person today who's got any sense of responsibility or understands what's going on in the world today that won't admit that everything we did that was perfect and good in chinuch in the past was good, mamash, it worked. Aval hayom klali hameshek ishtanu, the game's changed, the playing field is different. Azu milchama chadasha, mi lo moed bezeh. Anybody would say to you, what's changed? Nothing's changed. Anybody, yeah, let's just get this out of the way first. Nothing's changed or something's changed? We know, we understand, everything's changed. The rules of engagement are different. What exactly is and how, we have to learn about the game's changed. Poor guy, he just blew it, eh?
But he is quick.
But he blew it. Hashem says, oh, you poor fool, I was trying to help you and you messed up.
Okay. Everything is going very fast.
When you come to Davin, Sadie Goyes of after Makai. Baruch, when you come to Davin and someone's in your seat. When you come to Davin and someone's in your seat,
yeah.
Right, you have two choices. Yeah?
Was it entirely it?
I'm not. Why do you think this has got anything to do with what happened here? I'm just telling Baruch a story. No one else wants to learn, so I'm telling Baruch a story. When you come to shul in the morning, to David, and someone's in your seat, right?
Yeah.
What do? You've got two choices. You can go up to him nicely and say, excuse me, sir, but this is my seat, and the halacha is that, etc. Or what can you do? You can go and sit next to him or somewhere else. Go find somewhere else to go sit. And say to Hashem, if I was chayef to go into Golos, please will you consider this as my having to go into Golos? I don't have to go into Golos. What happens? The guy uploads into shul. Hashem says, okay, put somebody in your seat. Why? Because you need to go to Golos, but I want you to go to Golos. I'm giving you a chance to go to Golos for shul. Yeah, and then the guy walks up and says, excuse me, sitting there, and Hashem says, oh no, what are you doing? I'm trying to help you. Look before you leap, as they say. So go quietly and say, excuse me, I'm trying to get my talis and tefillin. Either he'll understand it or move, or he won't understand, because then he'll carry on davening. Then you'll have an opportunity to wipe out a whole bunch of goluses. Okay. Moving forward. האם אנחנו מועדים למלחמה חדשה הזו עלינו למצוא פתרון? And if we acknowledge and admit that we are facing new challenges, new difficulties, new milchomas, then we have to find solutions and answers. לא ייתוכן שבויר העולם זוק אותנו למצב כזה מבלי לתת לנו את הכלים, איך להתמודד. That's a double portion. Hashem didn't give us a situation like this and say, you can't handle it. I'm coming here to destroy you, Rahman al-Utslam. That's why here's a situation, you can't deal with it. There has to be. Every generation has had its unique challenges, and Hashem gave us Caleb to deal with this unique situation. It's when we feel frustrated and we don't know what to do, it's because we don't recognize the Makiris Makoim, the situation. But once we'll understand the situation, we'll be able to find solutions. Loi. Kolam is boiden b'matzaveinu. Anyone who meditate and think deeply about the situation, Roshe kol yochid hu mamish kmo Avram Avinu b'shaiseh. If you look at it deeply, you'll see everyone today is like Avram Avinu. Avram ma'ave echad v'kol ha'ilam kudu ma'ave racher. Avram was on one side of the world, and the whole world was on the other side. He was alone. Kashe kol ha'technologia ha'olomis v'kol ha'tuna shenimtzos shom redefes acharei kol yochid. But all the technology, the tumor that's found in there, is pursuing each individual Jew. Achrei na ben chameshesre umayasa ben velo yechto. The 15-year-old, 14-year-old, 9-year-old, 8-year-old. I don't know how old they are today when they start. V'mayasa ben velo yechto. What's he supposed to do? So he shouldn't sin. Gemara shala. Mamish bebechines v'yekol ha'aretz sof ha'achas v'dvarim achodim neged Hashem echad v'neged Avram shu echad. The whole world's against Hashem, the whole world's against this little yidle, and what's he supposed to do? V'mikra zeh anachnu hu ha'Avram. We Avram. Kol yelet tzii liyamim na'aletz levodoy. Mamish litmoded o'kol ha'aylo. And you know this, you talk to the kids, I'll tell you. Hu levad mamish. And it's a war against the whole world. Who only pull b'shnei achas ze minyan u'mesakran b'prat na'atzir. A little bit of curiosity, he wants to just look at something quickly, whatever. Nefila, you don't know how quickly the nefila is. Shu basik koicha v'toikve v'almanas lishroid ki yudi koshu hu chayv lelachem ba'atzmoy neged kol ha'oilo. Matai ha'ador kaze? When was there a generation like this? מתי המצב שבכל בוי דה צריך לאימא לכל אילם לא? With a situation where a boy, a 12-year-old, a 13-year-old, a 15-year-old boy or girl had to say to the entire world no. The entire world sucking at him and pulling him and he wants to say no, אבל לא יודע איך. כאשר נופלו חולונים בתוקפויס הסקולה והציוניס, היסה כאן מלחומה כלליס. In the last generation, when we had the beginning of the Haskalah and secular Zionism, which people don't understand what that was, it was the first time Jews were given an opportunity to have Jewish pride with having no connection to Torah. That's what secular Zionism said. Be a proud Jew, just disconnect from Torah. That's what it was. A total disconnect from Torah. But it was a milchama against the klal, not against the yochid. Yochaleinu laheishiv milchama sara. We could deal with it. Hait argonut. People got together in groups. Youngsters got together in groups. In the Melchoma, there were 13-year-olds that took Bochum down into bunkers and started yeshivas. But they did it in groups. They did it. They got together. They strengthened each other. You don't have that today. It's all there. All day. This is recording. Why don't you switch it off for a minute? It's off. I don't think the girls' schools are any safer. Anachnu tzrichim lilmoid. Sorry. היום הגון הזו אינו קיימס, כי בתוך הישיבו יש בתוך החצרס בחדר חדורים, הכל פתוח והכל זמין ברגע אחד. It's all day waiting. אנחנו צריכים ללמוד מדרכו של אברהם אבינו לא להתרתה ליועס יחידי. First thing you have to know is, don't freak out, don't get panicked because you're a yochid, because you're alone. וכבר רמז בעל מגל עמוקויס על, על מה שאמרו חזל שם הקדוש ברוך הוא אבינו בכה חייסמים השם סייסט אמרו אבינו בכה חייסמים you'll be the signature, the end היינו שחתימס וסיום הגולס תהיה בכיחה של אברהם אבינו שאול אבנמה אחד היו אברהם the final nisoyin, the final golus that we're in at the moment will be through the koyach of Avram Avinu. She'alav ne'ema echad hayo Avram. Avram was echad, who haya yechidi k'neged kolo inam kulo. He stood alone against the entire world. Aleinu lahovin es hamatzev, u'litnatek mikol ha'olam kamo Avram Avinu. First you have to understand the situation and disconnect from the world completely like Avram Avinu. Hashem is helping you to do that today. Corona helps enormously with that. No? You want to get on a plane and go overseas today? Look all kach pashut. Yeah? Soon you're not going to be able to get an iPhone because they're all made in China. Hopefully that'll be the... Is that the shit? Soon. Hopefully. I don't know. They'll find, there's more fun than else to make it. Don't worry. Have you noticed? Whatever the sotan wants you to have gets cheaper and cheaper every year. Bread. You notice bread doesn't get cheaper every year? Why not? What the sudden ones you have gets cheaper and cheaper every year. Computers, phones, everything gets cheaper and cheaper. Kosher phones get more and more expensive every year. Wow. And kosher and non-kosher phones, which are 1,000 times more mushukwal, get cheaper and cheaper every year. Wow. You ever thought about that?
The first computer was $25,000.
Yeah. Look at it today. Yeah. and this, by the way, has more yes. computing power than that $25,000 first computer. Yeah.
The kosher Nokia 208 is about 700 shekels. Nachot. And it's about 15 years old.
My point's taken. Nachot. You should save bread because the price of bread keeps going up. If you save bread, you're going to be worth a fortune. Stop eating a profit. Aleinu lahavin etzamatzev ulenatek mikol ha'olam kamo Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu. We'll see what that means. By the way, we're not talking about going back and living in solitary confinement, in becoming primitive, noble savages without any connection to anything. We'll have to see what that means. We'll have to. Yeah, no, Hashem's making it happen. But I'm saying we need to. When it means to menatek, we'll have to see what that means. You still have to go to work in the morning. People still have to work. People still have to function. How do you do this? It's not television. Television was easy. You told people take your television and throw it out the window. Or use it as a bookshelf or something. That was easy. No one could say, but what happened? If I don't have a television, I can't survive. There was no such thing. Television was nice, entertaining, so whatever. Today, you tell like, I take your computer and throw it out the window. Sorry, how do I go to the bank? How do I get a visa? How do I book a flight? How do I do anything? How do I go to work? How do I make a panasa? Rabbi Ron Leib had that problem. Rabbi Ron Leib had a real serious problem with all the anti-internet. You have to be careful how you understand this, but when they did the big anti-internet rally at the big asifa they entered in America, at the baseball stadium there, whatever. So they wanted Rabbi Ron Leib to sign as a whatever, and he said, I can't. And they said, why not? So in the end, he said, because you're going to tell everybody that's awesome, tomorrow what are people going to do? How are they going to go to work? I mean, do you have solutions to the problem? Fine, then I'll sign, but you're not showing any solutions. You're just saying, also. It could be right. It could be the matzav so bad that you have to do that. I don't know. People have to go tomorrow morning and go to work. What are you going to tell them? In the end, he did sign because Rabbi Tisya got on a plane and flew Dafke here just to explain to you what's going on in America with the internet. And eventually he signed it on condition that they would have people there that would have solutions. That's how these different organizations started. That if you, whatever, you go to them, you ask them, they give you answers how to run your business and whatever with kosher internet, whatever, how to do it. Fine, that's a challenge. But I'm saying it's not so poshut, just nitatek. Beside that's it. It's not so poshut. Avraham Avinu matza olam charov. Olam shel kol ha'briyim menutakim me'Hashem yisbarach. The whole world is completely disconnected from Hashem. V'kol ha'shariyut hayu b'yado. And he had plenty of opportunities. Avram Avinu had lots of choices. V'chol yoyetz kamo Nimrod. He could have been like Nimrod. Nimrod was a spiritual path out there that was very popular at the time. Hayayoydes riboynev miskaven limroid boy. Nimrod was someone who recognized Hashem. He'd got to the daga of recognizing Hashem in the world. The Torah testifies, who your day is Ribbono, you knew Hashem. Your day is Ribbono, that's a hard argument. If I would be able to say your day is Ribbono. Abel what? He decided to rebel. So Avraham Avinu said, that's not for me. He could have been like Terach, his father, who was a big philosopher, invented religions, came up with different philosophies. He was the center of most of the religious arousal in the world, was Nimrod, was Terach. Avraham Avinu said, that's not for me. Vafilu k'nacha tzadik. He could have been nacha tzadik. What was wrong with being called nacha tzadik? You want to upgrade, you want to mishadreg, you feel nacha tzadik's not doing it properly, so become a nacha tzadik, a better nacha tzadik. The new super duper upgraded nacha tzadik, no? He chose another path, a new path. We'll have to see what's the difference between Noach and his path. I don't know how much it goes into in this sefer. In Chelek Aleph, a lot of the sefer is about Noach. And on why we say Shelo Sani Goy when we're referring to Noach. We say Shelo Sani Goy in the morning, we're referring to Noach. Well, Avram, when he saw Noach, he said Shelo Sani Goy. He didn't want anything to do with Noach. I have to understand why, because Noach, the Torah says, was. He became the first father because of that. Before Mashiach comes, Hashem wants us to have this schut. I alone brought Mashiach. On my own. And I on my own fought the whole world. I did whatever I was supposed to do, whatever I could do on my own to bring Mashiach. Chazal says, somebody who comes to me, come inside. You haven't got a ticket, fine, you can pay later, come inside. Whoever wants to be metame today, Ma'od Kal. Ma'od Kal. Haboli tayer mesayin beyodu. You want to meet tayer? You'll get all the assistance you need. Mataya ador shayu poischin lo ubegazu kalot min akotze lakotze mamash. When was the last time there was a generation that were poischin loy haboli tamay poischin lo as much as today? Much as today? 100 years ago to be matame, what did you have to do? It wasn't so posh. You had to be quite a crafty fellow if you wanted to be matame 100 years ago. What did you do? If you lived in Morocco, or you lived in, or you lived in, or you lived in Vilna, or you lived, where, what are you going to do if you wanted to be matama? You avoid a kasher. You get on the train. You have to go. You have to. What did you do? How did you do it? Where did you do it?
Matame.
You wanted to be matama. You wanted to be Isaac in Arias. How did you do it?
Arias. Why Arias?
Because that's the tumor we usually talk about. What other tumor are you talking about? If that's your stuff, whatever. Whatever moves you, I'm just saying. No, we're talking about. Usually we're talking about. We're talking about. Yeah. You want to eat a cheeseburger, said. Even in those days, even the Goyim didn't eat cheeseburgers. We could afford a cheeseburger 100 years ago. So whatever. How did you do it? Today? Come, Kumarain. בדור שלנו, לצערנו הרב, קיימים אנשים שהם ממש כמו נמרוד. Today you have people like Nimrod, ואפילו בקרב הציבור החרדי, he's speaking here without any limitations, by the way. Never seen him speak like this. ואפילו בקרב הציבור החרדי, יודעים הכל. You have people today in the middle of the חרדי world, whatever that is, I don't know what that is, by the way. יודעים הכל. They know everything. ולא איבקס להם במרידה הולכים אחרי שירס ליבו. לא אכפת לי, they go after the desires of their heart. איך אדם בא לאחראי סביצי בחייב לא מתבוינן ומצר? How can you not stop and ask yourself what's going on here? They know that. God learned in yeshiva. He learned in yeshiva, he learned in koilel. Today he's a rov, he's a dayan, he's a rosh yeshiva, he's a magiche. הוא לא יודע את האמס. Who's that? The call? He's a frum guy. We're not talking about some Balchuva who crawled into the wall a week ago and they picked him up and they brought him in the yeshiva and he's still not. We're talking about people who know what the truth is. Etzem ha'idishut hazu hi mamash kogas talmud ha'ile zodim. Kol shekein mi she'achrai u'mashpeh v'yoychel yipol etzel acherim. What about somebody who has the ability, he's got responsibility, the people that he's mashpeh on? אם הוא בעל תפקיד ועושה ליועס לא אשפו על עוד אנשים, הוא חייב ללמוד את המצב. You got a person who's a teacher, he's a cheder rebbe, he's a manahel of a cheder, she's a manahelet of a sem, he's a rov of a community. They have to understand the situation. You have to understand what's going on. How can you turn around and say, I'm sorry, I didn't know? Lo yedati. What do you mean? How could you not know? How could you not know? Zukim mitzvahs ubechata b'chaim. Kafesh higdi achoyves alavavus. Reishi Salelin Loibmedes Tznaya Shetach. Chaim Salabov says, first you have to learn the rules of engagement. You have to understand what this playing field is. And somebody who turns away and says, there's not got anything to do with me, who's posheya v'meizid. Zuhu amatara shel svarim v'asarim v'sevenarim shenachem al yedei igin shalevus. Those are the, that's the goal of the Svarim and the Seminarim, that the seminars that were done by Ashel Heves, Lahavin is Matzaveinu. First of all, to understand what game we're playing here. The Lilmud is Tafkideini Yoisk Avram Avinu, and learn what it means to be an Avram Avinu. In a world that's not Avram Avinu Bichlal. The Chinuch we got didn't Mechanach us to be Avram Avinu. The world we were brought up, Mechanach you to be like everybody else. Avram Avinu requires you to be you. That's a poshut. Yoisk Mukhanim Lashalem Kol Mechil Amana Emes. First of all, am I prepared to pay the price for the truth? Kavravinu shayamuchan aleches lekif shaneis biglal emes. Avravinu was prepared to walk into the kif shaneis. No one's asking us to walk into the kif shaneis today. Shaneis are much more subtle. No one's coming holding a gun against your head and says, jump into the fire or we're going to kill you. Or jump in the fire or fall into memshe chari tuma. It's a much more subtle nisoinya. The neged einenu mitgale omek hamusak shel bishvili nivra oilom. The Musag, he's all trapped him out of the Sefer, of Bishvil Lin Vira Eilam, Gamim Ata Boided, even if you're alone, Ata Yoichel V'chayv La'aseis Is Ma'a Shashem Elokecha Shol Mi'amcha. Mi'amecha. Mi'imcha, sorry. Even if you're alone, you're completely alone, you chayv to do what Hashem asked you to do. L'kol Yochid V'yochid Yesh Tafkid Shu Yoichel L'kayim V'chayv L'kayim B'tnayim Ololim. Everybody's got his unique mission, his unique job, and he can do it in these conditions, in these worst, terrible conditions. Hashem says, I know, I set up all the conditions, and I want you to do what I told you to do. Ach lifnei hakol, but before all of this, alein litchazek, lo litayesh min hamatzav. First of all, you can't be mityayesh from the matzav. You could, if you're not being mityayesh, you don't know what's going on out there. It's stages. First, you have to know what's going on out there. When you know what's going on out there, you meet Yaesh. It's like, there's no ways. It's impossible. And then you have to meet Chazek and not meet Yaesh. If you're not meet Yaesh, you don't understand what's going on out there. If you think everything's fine and it's all solvable and we've got solutions for all our problems, you haven't understood the problem. First, you have to understand the problem. You get to the point where you're just like, Ein ma lasot. Ein ma lasot. Then, go find what to do. What am I supposed to do? The whole world? Going to go to war against Nimrod? The Dora Floga? What are you talking about? Fight my parents, everybody. He was against the whole world. He could have also said, Ein malasot. Ein malasot. That's what people say, no? Yeh beseder, but ein malasot. Yeah, beside it. Oh, so you part. Ain't malasot. You part. Honest, right? One of potra. Ain't malasot. V'lo sakein ele kibul achrayis al atzmoi. V'ze hakrin b'seifer shel dova kol ha'olam. And that we know today changed the whole world. It radiated out into the entire world what he did. B'seifer shel tali harei Mashiach yavo. Mashiach's going to come either way. V'as kol echad yere v'yakez ma haya chelkoi v'avos Mashiach. And everyone will see clearly how what he did to bring Mashiach. V'ma hua yashutef lo isa tachlitz nitzich shel malachas amlachas Hashem. What he did to do his unique job in the eternity of being mamlich Hashem in the world, each person has to do what he has to do. And you're going to ask, how do I know what to do? Okay, so that's Hashem. We'll carry on learning and we'll see. Each person has to, but you've got to dig deep inside yourself and see what to do. If Rav Grossman from Migdal HaEmek had looked at the situation that he was dealing with and said, Ein malasot, so good. So everything Rav Grossman built wouldn't have been built. But what did he do? He said, we'll go one year at a time. We'll build. The matzav under our noses, something I'm busy working with at the moment, some kids or whatever, with somebody else here. He phoned me today to say two of those kids kept Shabbos, this Shabbos for the first time. I'm telling you, a week ago it wasn't Shaykh. The kid told me, I can't keep Shabbos, I can't. Say, Lord Shaykh, I want you, but I need loyachol. I can't not go to my phone. I need loyachol. I can't not smoke on Shabbos. Smoke on Shabbos is not possible. He's honest. He's poshut onus. He won't get punished for smoking on Shabbos. Because he's onus. I never said that. The God Lador said that already. He's onus. He can't. I got a message this morning. He kept Shabbos. He kept Shabbos. Ech. Because someone cared. Someone reached out and loved him and told him, you can do it. Someone said to him, you can do it. He believed in him. That's all. I read a mice on Shabbos. Why did come mice? There was a certain kid, he was in yeshiva, and he was a very good boy in yeshiva. Very good boy in yeshiva. The father, the Rebbe, the Rosh Yeshiva, when he gave shir, whenever this guy asked questions, he used to write down this kid's questions in a machberet. When anybody asked a question, we'd write, Yankel asked the following question. He kept the machberet like that. This guy got married, whatever, eventually you're red, until he wasn't wearing a kippah anymore. Off the derech, whatever that word means, right? Many years later, Rosh Hashanah happened to be somewhere, and he bumped into this guy who was working in a restaurant as a waiter or something. Or that. I don't know where it was. I don't know where he bumped into him. In a store, he went into a store to buy something, and this kid was working there. He said, I know, you Yankee, you used to be Mashiach. He said, yeah, whatever. He said, what happened to you? Ma? I told him, whatever. I wasn't cut out for me. I'm not supposed to be learning, whatever. He said, what are you talking about? He said, when you ask those questions in yeshiva, I wrote down those questions, and I quote you every share that I give. Every time I'm giving shir now for years and years, when I open up the machpelah, I go, yeah, there was a bocha in this yeshiva, his name was Yankel, whatever, and he asked this kasha. So then I said, I don't believe you, I want to see it. He said, fine, come with me, I'll show you. Went home and he showed him the machbarot that he had. He said, Yankel asked this question. He said, I'll ask the bochrim, I quote you all the time. He said, had I known that, I never would have gone off the derech. There, on the spot, he was holding the truth when he came. I didn't know it was worth anything. I didn't know. There was another bocha, similar thing. Went off the derech, one of the Magid Yeshiri met him a few years later. What's going on? He said, I don't understand. The Rosh Hashanah used to praise you. He used to come into the Cheder Rebbe's or whatever. He said, what a bocha, what a gavaldika guy. He said, why didn't anyone tell me? In all the years I was in yeshiva, no one gave me any praise. Why didn't anyone come up and tell me? Now you're telling me. That's too late. Look what I've made of my life. It wasn't too late. Lat, they slowly brought him back. Would you understand? You think there's nothing to be done? You look at a kid, he's mamish, he's up to his eyeballs in mem sharetuma. He's finished, he's gone, there's nothing left. He doesn't even want to change. So you mayayish? No, you let him know you love him, you let him know you care about him. Wow, what a gavaldik. Find something. Find something good and praise him. You'll bring him back. Easy. You have to want to do it. You have to look, you have to work. It's not so posh. And if it's your own kid, it's even much harder because you have expectations. Somebody else's kid's easy. We mentioned that last month, remember? They're the last safer we learned. Yeah. If it's your kid, there's bush and embarrassment and guilt. And someone else's kid, I feel like a hero because I'm helping someone else's kid. He's not your kid. None of them are your children. These are Hashem's children. Go help him, that's all. There's plenty to be done today if you understand the rules of engagement.
Amen. For him, it's to fall, it's very easy.
To fall?
But to go, to come back, you need efforts. It's not the same power to fall and to...
To get a rocket to fall off the moon and land in the sea is easy.
Yeah.
To get it onto the moon takes a lot of delic, a lot of woof to get out of the gravity. But if somebody wants today, yeah, there's enormous assistance. I remember once, you know, the kids go around collecting money. That's the name of the game today, right? A few years ago, I was in the Mekaz, and it was a little kid. I was shocked. It was like the youngest kid I ever saw. And he was collecting, and he had little petex or whatever. But obviously, he was collecting for himself. Obviously, you could see he was... Either because he needed the money, didn't have the money, whatever. I see some scary things around this place with kids who don't have what to eat. But he was obviously collecting for himself. But he took his luck. He was clever. He made luck. He had these little printed pamphlets. And it was almost quite clever. So whatever, I went, I gave him a little bit of money. And I said to him, I said, you know, you could be a Rosh Hashiva one day. So he said to me, why? I said, because Rosh Hashivas need to be able to collect money. And you're very good at collecting money. I see that kid around today. You must see what's become of him. Just those words. Now, I'm not a big genius. I haven't studied the game. See a kid who looks like he's in pain and go up and give him some chizuk. The Rav today after davening came up to a bocha. His parents are divorced, Nebuch. It's not so posh. He came up to him. He said to him, you davened so beautifully this morning. Keep up davening like that. And he called me. He said, didn't you see what a shayna tefillah he davened? What a beautiful tefillah he davened today. Now, he didn't have to do that. He didn't have to call. No, because the bocher needs chizuk. That could save the bocher's life. That could keep him going forever. I'll tell you a quick story. Rav Putz loves telling this story. There was I've told it many times. I don't care. Let him shout. There was a yid, Robin Bnei Brak. He got a letter, an invitation to a wedding in Switzerland. And in the invitation was a ticket. Flight. Two tickets for him and his wife to come to the wedding in Switzerland. He had a look at the guy and didn't even know who it was. Then he remembered he was a bocher in Ponovich many, many years ago. This bocher had come from Switzerland, whatever. But didn't really have anything to do with him. In fact, he never ever spoke to him. Why is he sending him an invitation with a ticket? Marshal Muzaffar, he's obviously made a mistake. So he picked up the phone and he phoned this guy, very chosh of a rov in Switzerland, to say to him, you obviously made a mistake. He said, no, it's no mistake. If it wasn't for you, I would have left yeshiva. I don't know if I'd be frum today, let alone certainly not a chosh of a rov. He said, I don't know what you're talking about. I never spoke to you. I don't know who you are. What are you talking about? He said, a simple story. I'd come from Switzerland to Ponovich. It was hard. It was very chosh of a rosh yeshiva who came from South Africa to Switzerland, told me, from South Africa to Ponovich, told me that it nearly destroyed it. It was very hard for a chutznik kid to arrive at Israeli yeshiva in those days, whatever, lawyer pashut. He said, I tried, I couldn't get chavrusas, I wasn't going. I phoned my parents, I'd gone downstairs to the call box, I phoned my parents, told them I'm coming home, I need lawyer call anymore. So they said, fine, come on. That coming on would have been the end of me as a bentoyer, certainly wouldn't have become a Talmud Chacham. As I was walking up the stairs to go back to my room to pack away, my collar was up, and you walked past me and you straightened my collar. And I stopped and I said, somebody notices you, somebody cares, you know what, I'll give it another chance. That's how easy it is to turn around a life today. The opportunities, it's gold. Imagine this guy, he didn't even realize, he didn't even know. All the schus, all the Torah that this kid learned is in his merit. He didn't even know. He would have got to Shemaim in 120 years. They would have given him this Gewaldike, Swiss boy's Torah learning. He wouldn't even know what he did. But that's how small it is. Sometimes the answers can make you cry. Have a good day. Let's go.